Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, gauging interest in becoming possibly the next mayor of New York City, and Marist had a poll on that out released today. What were the findings in that poll?
Basically, this is a poll of New York City, not the state, so it's focused mostly on Mayor Adams, but because Cuomo's name is being bandied about, we did put him into the mix. And right now, in response to the question, do you want him to run for mayor, 44% of registered voters said yes, 55 said no. Democrats, who would, of course, you'd have to go through a primary process, are 48 yes and 52 no. So the city's pretty divided on that question. And I think, you know, with ranked choice voting and the likelihood of there being a crowded field, whether Adams is in it or not, those are, you know, decent numbers, I think, at this point.
What about the likelihood of Andrew Cuomo returning to the governor's race? We've seen a few polls this week coming out about folks gauging their interest in Cuomo running for governor again.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen those. So I would have to, you know, my guess is those are also pretty mixed, but I actually haven't seen the numbers.
This poll coming out here with Marist, how likely could Andrew Cuomo throw his hat into the ring in the New York City mayor's race down the road?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as he would be the first to say, you need a rationale. And I think, you know, a lot has to do with what happens to the legal and political events surrounding Mayor Adams. And then there's the added question about Governor Hochul, who, according to the charter, can act to remove Adams and begin that process. And when we asked New Yorkers in the city whether they wanted Governor Hochul to step up and draw the line in the sand, the answer was yes. So the mayor himself doesn't have a whole lot of a reservoir of political capital to lean on. His approval rating was in the 30s. Before this happened, and now it's in the 20s, and that's kind of rock bottom. And about two-thirds would like to see him resign. And if he doesn't resign, it's about the same number would like to see the governor take the initiative and start the process of removing him from office.
All right, Lee, anything else that I may have left out of you care to add?
Let me just... No, I think right now, you know, I'm just going to say that the focus is clearly on you know, in New York on the mayoralty and the governor and the mayor in New York City. You know, obviously, the country's attention is mostly focused on the presidential election, which New Yorkers will return to in short order, not necessarily because of the electoral votes in New York, but just because of their interest in what happens nationally. So right now, what I found interesting in this was, you know, every now and then a controversy does punch through, and about three quarters of New York City residents are familiar with the problems that Mayor Adams is having legally, and in the light of everything else that's going on, I thought that was a very significant number, and that can, alongside the fact that 81% of New Yorkers don't want Adams to seek re-election. So, I mean, he's got to find a way to resurrect his political career, because it's not, this is not a a pretty picture for him right now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.